and gentlemen, how y'all feeling today? It is Friday. The weekend has officially started for some people, right? And for others, the weekend will start in a few hours. Welcome to the Teen Pool Podcast Show. Yes, indeed, man. It's Friday. I like to call Fridays Faithful Fridays, man. It's a blessing that we get to wake up every day, have breath in our bodies, have food on the table, have clothes on our back. Be thankful for the little things. Little things turn into big things. Y'all know that, right? So, Faithful Fridays, I'm going to say it like this. If you're faithful in the least, you'll be faithful in the much. If you are responsible when you got to take care of the small things, you're more than likely to be responsible when you got to handle the big stuff. It is your favorite host, Jazz. What? Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. The crew is still on break, but they've been tapping in with me while they've been on break. I had them here last week, but they are enjoying their spring break with their friends, with their family, all from school. So, you know, I try not to bug them too much when they on break. So I'm holding it down for them. While they're on break, they will be back with me next week, though. It is April. We're still in financial literacy month. So we're going to be talking about time versus money today. And happy birthday to the Aries. Happy birthday to the Aries. Time versus money. I'm going to be tapping in with y'all today. The crew is on break. But we're going to talk about what's more important. Or what do y'all think is more important, time or money? We're going to tap in. We're going to tap in. Don't worry about it. I got y'all. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm going to drop some gems that's going to help y'all out with managing your time and understanding your money. We're going to tap in today. But it's going to be real cool, be real smooth, you know, because the team crew, the crew is always on time. If y'all can tell from the instrumental in the back, what? Ja Rule and Ashanti, what? Team crew is what? Always there when you call. So that's how we doing it, man. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Let's get into it. So as I stated, right, we're still in the month of April, which is Financial Literacy Month, right? Making sure that you guys have some information and some tips and some steps to follow to make sure you just making good decisions about your money, knowing where your money's going, knowing what you're using your money for, prioritizing your money, taking care of your responsibilities, knowing your needs from your wants. But today's topic is time versus money. What's more important to you, time or money? Now, I'm going to say this. Time is money and money is time. Because nowadays, in a professional setting, when you go to work and you do a service, you're providing a service to someone or a group of people, and they say they would like for you to be there for a certain amount of time, and they will compensate you for the time that you're there based upon the work that has been completed. So the hours that you spend, people are paying you for those hours. money is time as well. Because guess what? It takes time to make money. I don't care if you in the 100 status, if you in the 1,000 status, if you in the 1,000,000 status, if you in the 1,000,000,000 status. If you are eligible enough to work, and if you from DC, and you are 14 years of age, you can work a summer job. You can start making money as early as 14 years old. Or if your parents are entrepreneurs, they might help you run the family business or run their business, help you do things that's going to enhance their business. So you may be like their first little assistant, their first little worker. So they might get you as early as 12 or 13. But if you are from the city, DC, you can work a summer job at the age of 14. You can start earning your money at the age of 14. That is the high school age. You jumping into that ninth grade year, first year of high school, right? So, what's more important to you, time or money? I'm going to say, for the audience who's going to be listening, I'm going to say time is more important than money. Here's why I say that. Because time is something, aspect or that continues to go, that constantly goes, that never stops, whether you're asleep or awake. And once that time has passed, you cannot get that time back. You can retrieve that time in another year, in another season, in another day, in another hour. So today is April the 19th, 2024. April the 19th is going to come up again, but it will never be in the year 2024. So that's one thing that I like to believe, or that not I like to believe, that I believe, because once that time is gone, you can't get that time back. You know, you can always go out here and work and have a hustle and make more money. You can make as much money as you want to make. And my saying that I say to people around me, it's best to make all the money that you want to make now. Because when you're gone, it can't go with you. You know, you've spent 30, 40, 50, 60 years on God green earth. But it costs money for someone to bury you or to cremate you. Money has to be spent. So, even though it costs money, you can always find ways to make that money back. You can make time back, right? Time is the most important thing that you can ever give a person. Being present involves time. Being available to people, family, friends, business partners, colleagues, being available to people is time. Sitting down, having a conversation with your friends, with your loved ones, that requires time. It don't cost money to sit down and have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? It don't cost money to show genuine love to people. It don't cost money to support one another, right? The most important attribute about life that people will always remember, and that it will have an impact and a lasting impression on them, is the time that you spent with them. It don't got to be a long time, but it can be enough time for it to be beneficial to the next person, because we never know what people go through in their day-to-day lives. So if you take time out of your schedule, out of your day, just to even spend 20 to 30 minutes with someone. That's more valuable to them than you giving them money. Now, money is important because money takes care of the essential needs that we have day to day. Buying food, making sure your household is in order, taking care of your bills, taking care of your children, going on trips, having fun, taking a vacation. Those things require money. And even when you do these things, you create memories when you do these things. When you go on vacation and you taking pictures and you recording, you know, activities and stuff that you guys are doing. Once that trip over and you come back home, what are you left with? What are you showing people? You're showing people what you did while you were on vacation. So for the people who wanted to come that wasn't able to come, now you can share some photos and some videos with them that'll make them feel like they was right there with you. So I'm gonna personally say that time is more important than money. Cause you can always get more money, but you're not gonna be able to get more time. You'll be able to see that time come up again, but it won't be on the same day. It won't be in the same year. It won't be in the same month. It won't be in the same season. It's going to have its own season. It's going to have its own lane. Time is going to constantly go, whether we want time to slow down or speed up or whatever we're looking for time to do. Time just going to keep going. It's just going to keep going. But as I said before, money is time. Time is money. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at that particular situation, right? So, but when I post this episode, though, I might tap back in and ask the crew when they come back from break. We might do like an improv show just to get their thoughts. I'm holding it down for them while they're on break, going on trips, hanging with their friends, hanging with their family. I'm going to keep the Teen Crew Podcast show lit and live and ready to go, man. That's what I do. That's what I do. I love this. I'm just giving y'all my spiel, my take, my experience, my viewpoints, my thoughts, my perspective. But once again, it's about these teens, man. I got a heart for them, man. So I'm going to tap in with them. We might circle back to this topic again. Because I want to see what they think about the time versus money topic. But right now, I'm playing. Because I'm in the studio hanging out by myself today. But it's all good. I'm blessed by the best, no complaints, still getting every need met no matter what. And that's what finances, that's what money will allow you to do as well. It'll allow you to have the means to accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish and meet the needs that are important to you and the needs of others. Because here's what I learned, y'all. Check this out right here now. What you make happen for somebody else, God is going to make happen for you. So when he see you out here blessing people, he going to say, okay, boom, let me drop that blessing over there. Let me drop that blessing right there. Let me drop that blessing over there. He going to make sure you good because you making sure other people are good. So you got to be others driven out here. And use your time wisely, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back, for the people on the side of me, for the people in front of me, because, you know, people like to bother me when I'm in the studio. So, you know, be others driven and use your time wisely. Now, I'm about 15 good solid minutes into the show already. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, the JAZZ. And I'm about to take a real quick commercial break so I can let y'all vibe with me real quick, right? And we're still playing instrumentals that's pertaining to money because we're still in the month of April, which is financial literacy month. As I said in the beginning of the show, happy birthday to all the Aries. You know, I don't know a lot of Aries, but I know a few of them. My sister's birthday was April 16th. Shout out to her. Love you. And we're going to get into it, man. I hope y'all having a marvelous Friday. And guess what, y'all? I'm going to play this fabulous and dream record called Throw It in the Bag. We just had a financial literacy seminar called Get the Bag or Chase the Bag. It was something relative to making sure you got that money in that bag or in that bank account, right? So I'm gonna play this record right here. Who remember this right here? Just throw it in the bag. Hey, just throw it in the bag. What you say? Just throw it in the bag. How you feel? Just throw it in the... What? Y'all throwing y'all money in the bag or what? Y'all putting some money in that savings account or what? Your business account or what? Checking account or what? Throw it in the what? Let's go, man. Welcome to the Teen Food Podcast Show. Fabulous featuring The Dream. We gonna keep it going. Just like this. Just vibing with y'all for a second. Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host. If you're just tuning into the show, right? The crew is on break right now. They enjoying themselves. But they have been tapping in with your girl since they've been on break. We're talking about time versus money. Does money really take care of everything that matters? I'm going to say that again. Does money really take care of everything that matters? The essentials of life, I believe money do take care of things. Some people may have better finances than others, but as long as you have access to money and able to get money, you're able to meet some needs. You're able to handle some things responsibly, ladies and gentlemen. I know we all like to hang out, like to, you know, splurge and flash a little bit, but let's just make sure we being responsible with our money. So it says, does money really take care of everything that matters? I believe money does take care of the things that matter, that really matter. Because a lot of times we go out here and we purchase things that we need so that we can be able to do what we need to do and handle what we need to handle in life, right? And then it says the world goes off time. Do you wish you had more time or more money? Based on your answer, what would you do with time and the money? Now, I believe that I wish I had more time versus more money because along the way, I'm in my 30s, so along the way, I've lost, of course, we all have lost someone near and dear to us, loved ones, friends, family, right? And a lot of times you hear people say, I just wish I had one more conversation with the person, or I wish I would have went over their house and hung out with them again, or I wish I would have called them on their birthday now that they are partying in heaven. So I'm going to say that, you know, I wish I had more time versus more money, because you can meet a lot of people's needs when you have money. You can take care of a lot of people financially when you have money. But I do believe this. When you don't have like a plan for your money, or you don't put like a limit on your money or stipulations on your money, the more money you give out, the more people are going to be coming and asking for more when they know you have money. Because a lot of people are drawn to what you have, but they not drawn to what you did to get what you have. And it's like, more money, more problems, like Biggie said, because the more money that people know you have, or the more money that people may think you have access to, if you say, okay, I'm going to pay for 20 people products, and then after you pay for 20 people products, and then those 20 people will be like, oh, well, this particular person over here just paid for all of my products. And they going to say, well, he or she might be cool with me. Let me go see if they'll take care of my products too. So now it's like you have to make a decision or think in your mind that, are they coming to talk to you and connect with you because you have money? Or are they coming to talk to you and connect with you based upon your system that you have in place to get the money? Because a lot of people support people because the person got money. But what if the person didn't have all that money? Like, they made money and they might have made more money than you. But what if they didn't have access to millions and billions of dollars? Would you still be coming to them every month asking them for money if they didn't have millions and billions of dollars, but they still made money to take care of what they need to take care of? It's like, do you care about me as a person and what I choose to do with the money, or you just care about what I can do for you with the money? Oh, we tapping in. So I think, that I wish I had more time, because it's some things that I would have liked to do with my loved ones, people that are close to me. It's conversations that I would like to have with people that pass, that I love dearly. And I know I can talk to them in the spirit, and I know they can come to me at any time, but sometimes we miss that physical part of them. Like, I miss my grandmother cooking, you know? And I wish that she could see what's happening now in the lives of her grandchildren, you know. I just want to see what it's like. I want to see, I wish I would have had time to just have more conversations with her. That's why we got to cherish the people that we around and cherish the time that we spend with each other, because, like I said in the previous segment before I went to commercial, we can't get that time back, y'all. And another thing I want to say to that is, memories are worth more than money. because that's what's gonna sustain people. That's what's gonna keep people going in life. When they can have a sharp memory of some things that you did for them, whether you're present or not. Then it says, based on your answer, my answer was time. Based on your answer, what would you do with the time? What would I do with the time and the money? Now, money-wise, I would invest it in my business to create another business, to hire people, to train people who are in the field that I am, who share the same interests that I do, who are like-minded individuals that will be able to create something that can sustain not only for them, but for the people that's going to come up behind them, for their siblings and their cousins and their aunties and uncles and everything like that, right? So what would I do with the time? I think I would create a bucket list of all the things that I want to do in this life. And every day that I'm blessed to see another day, I'm going to go and try to check off something on that bucket list. Like one of my things to do is to go skydiving. That's on my bucket list. I don't know what age I'm going to do it at yet, but I want to go skydiving. I like to be adventurous. I like to do all the things that people say I can't do. So when they see me do it, they be like, oh, she did that for real? Yeah, she did it for real. Because once you make the decision to do it, you got to stick with it. Welcome to the Team Food Podcast Show, y'all. Time versus money. So right now, I'm going to play another instrumental. And then I'm going to come back. And I'm going to give y'all these takeaways, these beautiful, magnificent, my takeaway on time versus money. Because we all like money, right? We all like money. We all like making it, you know. But it's a key to money, though. You want to save it. You want to invest it. You want to make it. You want to watch your money increase. You want to know how to budget your money. You want to know how to, you know, let your money, instead of you working for your money, let your money work for you. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. Instead of you working for the money, find ways where your money could work for you, where you don't have to work as hard or be present 100% of the time for that money to continue to keep flowing, keep doubling, keep tripling, keep quadrupling, you know. That's what we on. That's what that entrepreneurship life is about. So I want y'all to keep tapping in, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Team Food Podcast Show. And I'm about to go to commercial because I got to pay these bills. We're going to see y'all in a minute. I'm going to see y'all in a minute. All right? Peace. Because y'all know I ain't putting nothing on mute today. So this is what I'm going to say, right? Like I said before, time is the most greatest thing, greatest aspect, greatest attribute that you could ever give a person, right? But you can't get it back. God is able to supply time, and he's able to supply money. Because he's the supplier of all our needs. And guess what? It's God's plan. Let's go. Thank you. Welcome back to the Teen Pool Podcast Show. It is your favorite awesome host right now, Jazz, the J-A-Z-Z. This show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team. One time, time versus money is what we talking about. We're still in the month of April, Financial Literacy Month. So we've reached the segment of the show where I'm going to give you guys what I thought my takeaways from this time versus money thing, right? Money is time. Time is money. What I would like to say, ladies and gentlemen, into the audience, I would just like to say, use your time wisely. Don't abuse your time, because if you don't make good decisions about time and what you choose to do with your time, somebody will make it for you. And as far as your money go, it takes time to make money, y'all. Don't be in a rush to try to get to the bag. Don't be in a rush to chase the bag. Don't be in a rush to stack the bag. Don't be in a rush to get to the bag. Just get to the bag. Don't nobody care if it take you a week to get to the bag, if it take you 3 months to get to the bag, if it take you 6 months to get to the bag, if it take you a year to get to the bank. No one cares about how long it takes somebody to make money. We just want you to make the money, and we want you to make enough money where you can flip your money and you can save your money and you can invest your money so your money can work for you. That is what I want to leave y'all with. Allow your money to work for you. Like, continue to make your money, but come up with ideas and create opportunities where you can still work for your money, but it doesn't feel like work because you're doing more of what you love and less of what you like. So it's like every time you making money, every day that you making money, you loving it. So every morning you wake up and you going to whatever occupation you got, or you know, you got your entrepreneurship swag going on. So you operating in your business. Yes, you're working, being more creative and handling the things that need to be done. But it doesn't feel like work because you actually enjoy doing it. So if I enjoy doing something, that's my money that I'm getting paid. That's my money working for me because I love doing it. Right? And I'm going to leave y'all with this. I said this in the beginning of the show. Memories are worth more than money. So that's where the time come in there. Because guess what? It take time to create memories with people. It take time to learn what people like, learn what people don't like. It take time to leave impressions on people. It take time to do things that's going to be impactful for people, right? Those things take time. But when you do it from a place of love, you're going to keep doing it as long as you're breathing, man. That's it, man. Time versus money. Use your time wisely. And don't be in a hurry to get to that bag. But get to that bag. Shout out to the crew, man. They on break, as I said. I'm holding it down once again. Teen Crew Podcast Show. Hey, let me tell you something, man. This is the best podcast show that was created for teenagers. I'm just saying, you know, because I do this right here. But also, just in case y'all may have forgot, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to have to circle back on this episode maybe next week. Because I want to tap into the crew when they come back from their break. Shout out to Zay. Shout out to JV. Shout out to Taj. Shout out to Mari. Who else we got? Who else that be tapping in? Shout out to Los. Everybody that be tapping in that want to jump in on the Teen Crew Podcast Show, I'm going to tap in with them because I want to see what they think about this time versus money thing. So it might be a part two to this show right here. this part one. When they come back, we're going to do a part two to this, all right? Like I said again, it is your favorite, awesome, magnificent, fun host in here. The J-A-Z-Z, the H-E-A-R-T for success one time. Yes, it is, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Once again, this is time versus money. And I'm outie. But I'm going to be out on this life's good instrumental. Life is good because we blessed by the best. We're going to see y'all next week.